Welcome to class. This is International Finance Law. We're going to be looking at the structure and operation of the principal financial markets in the world. I've given you a table online with all of the main markets at the international and at the domestic level. That's got the basic structure of the core markets and the sub-markets, and then on the back page, the valuations for all the latest assets on those markets. We can update this further, and once we do that, I'll put that on the system for you as well. So we can visually see all of the markets in the world. What I've also provided is this. You've got a study pack, and you've got a key introduction document to the full course. You've also got another two chapters from my draft book on international finance. This is essentially the introduction, and then chapter one is historical, chapter two is structural on the markets. So under this class, you've got chapter one and chapter two, you can read at your leisure. All of this is in the introduction anyway, and we're going to spend time going over all of that. All I do myself personally is I take my table and I'm going to mark this up. And then with this one table, I can understand everything. As I'm reading different papers, as I'm researching different points, I just mark this up. That way, I can understand all of this and I can learn and memorize all of this. So, you've got the introduction, you've got the study pack, you've got chapter one, chapter two. What we'll also do is we'll focus specifically on the background to the euro-dollar markets, because that's the key core set of markets in London, which emerged after the Second World War. We call them the euro-dollar markets because it's essentially any currency in any country in the world issued in London. A euro-dollar deal is debt raised in any currency other than the country of issuance. It began with dollars coming to London, but it can now be any other currency carried out in London or now any other financial centre. So, a dollar deal in Paris is euro-dollar. A dollar deal in Shanghai is euro-dollar. A renminbi deal in Shanghai or Hong Kong would be domestic. Well, Hong Kong probably, you'd still call that euro-dollar. If it's Hong Kong dollar in Shanghai, it's probably still euro-dollar. But euros in Paris, London, Spain is a domestic. Euro-dollar is debt raised in any currency outside the country of issuance. So we need to understand the background to that, and you've got a separate paper on that. I have provided in the study pack key learning objectives for each class. You've also got core reading, which will almost always be directly linked to the materials on the system. I basically have my own draft book on international finance law. I just simply haven't finished it yet because I'm working on so many other things. This will actually become my own website eventually. So you get all of the core chapters. They're all there. If you want to follow up on additional reading, you've also got additional optional reading and then supplemental reading as well, which refers out to the other leading textbooks in this area, and you'll be able to find those in the library. You do not need to buy anything. If you want to follow up on specific materials, you can just get that on an interlibrary loan, if you like. What we will do is, during the course, we will highlight areas where it might be of advantage, might be of interest to look at other textbooks, just to build up additional information, additional reading, additional support on specific issues. What you will probably find out simply is this. There will be more than enough online. So, for example, when we look at standard loan documentation, we have to understand the Loan Market Association standard multi-currency term loan. There's a number of key clauses in there, such as the negative pledge, such as the financial covenants, such as the MAC clause, the material adverse change. When we look at specific aspects of that, what would look very good, if you want to build up your understanding and control and command of the subject, you can find a lot of other information online. You do not even need to look at the books. All the books are referred to in the study pack, at the back and in each class, as well as in the syllabus. But what might be very interesting is you will always find articles from law firms or extracts from books. Everything's online now, virtually everything. And you can simply follow up your understanding of what you're looking at. So what we will do today is we're going to go back over, revise history of banking and finance, international financial system, international financial centres, the core markets, the core assets, and then we'll look at the nature of modern investment banking as opposed to commercial banking. We'll also then look in more detail at the specific markets and at the specific sub-markets within all of this. In doing so, we'll identify the markets, the parties, the deals, the transactions, as well as the specific types of products, claims and instruments dealt with in each of those markets.